No, there was, I won't say there was a brawl, but it was a tense encounter, as it turned out to be, more tense than Kerry would have liked, in Páirc-Uí-Chaoimh on Saturday afternoon, as Game 2 in the All-Ireland Series took place. Kerry winning out on a slim margin, particularly helped by this incident during the second half.
We need a bit more space between ourselves and Cork at the moment. We had it. Now we might have it because that ball is turned over. It's a bit Paul. He's slipping inside. He's seen the run here of Tom O'Sullivan. Tom being chased by two Cork players. He's gone into no man's land, but now continue the run. There could be a chance here. Paul Gainey in the edge of square. Paul Gainey brought down.
That's a black card.
It's a black card. And Paul Gainey is telling Mr. Goff, I was pulled down, but he wasn't inside the square.
He was just outside the square. Credit to Tom. Yeah. Credit to Tom Sullivan. He spotted that Paul Gainey was inside him. He slipped it into Paul. Paul was in on goal. He was dragged to the ground just outside the parallelogram.
And Mr. Goff is consulting with his umpires, Billy.
It's definitely outside it, I think.
And David Clifford said, I'm taking it.
Yeah, David is the one who's taking on responsibility for the kick.
So it's David Clifford here, 1-1, with former Taoiseach, not Micheál Martin. It's Micheál Martin's son. A little dance by Clifford, and a strike, and he puts it into the corner of the net. There's daylight. It's Kerry 1-10, Cork 9 points. But they will be talking about this awarding of this penalty after this game.
Well, there's always controversial moments in matches, Tim, and that certainly is one that will be probably the major talking point of this match.
Yeah.
Cork were coming back at Kerry. There was only a point in it.
Yeah, there you go. Only 2 points in it in the end. That's Billy O'Shea there on co-commentary alongside Tim Moynihan for Radio Kerry and Páirc-Uí-Chaoimh on Saturday. Tim Moynihan with me on the line this morning. And Tim, we're still talking about it, that penalty. Cork manager John Cleary not happy at all with it, fuming at David Goff's decision to award penalty. What turned out to be a game-changing second-half penalty.
Yeah, absolutely, Gerry. And look, David Goff, we know the standard of refereeing he has. He plays it by the rule book. And in the rule book, Gerry, if you deny a player that goal-scoring opportunity, it does result in a penalty. Even when we were calling it, we were saying he was fouled outside. But I think that this rule came in over, a year, 2 years ago in hurling. But a lot of people, it came in football as well. But I go to games week in, week out, Gerry, and in games like these, that would be a 14-metre free or a 20-metre free where they're fouled. But in this instance, he consulted with his umpires and they decided, according to the rule book, it was a penalty. And I can understand John Cleary. His team had lost, and where they put up a huge fight against the Kingdom and made it very difficult and probably kicked it away at times as well. You look at things like that. But I spoke to Jack O'Connor, the Kerry manager, post-match, and even if Kerry got a 20-metre free, Jack would be quite happy with it. Because what's happening, week on week, Gerry, this sort of a run, players pull down, you can call it cynical, you can call it this, you can call it that, and what's given is a free rather than a penalty. And I've seen a lot of football in the last year and a half or 2 years. A penalty hasn't been given as a result of this. But according to the rule book, he was dead right to call a penalty. And I tell you, Kerry didn't say no. And David Clifford duly obliged and executed with precision.
Yeah, and look, if you look at it and you look back to the reason really and the incident why black cards were brought in, it was the Sean Kavanagh pull down. A number of years ago for a clear goal scoring opportunity to prevent that goal and change the outcome of a game. So you could make that argument. But other than that, Tim, like, it was a game changing, even with the penalty though. Kerry were still pushed to the pin at our collar. Will they be concerned about that, or is it just like, and we see what happened with Loudon May over the weekend, how close that was in the end, that these round robin games, they're not turning out as people predicted, least in our group.
Yeah, very true, Gerry. And you know, just before that penalty, Cork were right in it, and it stemmed their, I suppose, momentum. And that's what I suppose was a huge game changer. But look, Gerry, you go back over the last 7 or 8 weeks, we've done, you know, press briefings with Jack O'Connor, he always said going down to Cork was going to be a tough game, because you right off Cork at your own peril, it was always going to be a difficult game inside in their own backyard. And a lot of people are saying Kerry are sluggish at the moment, it's like dirty petrol, that they're not moving with fluency. But if you come out of the right side of it, you know, I've spoken to a lot of people since the game of the weekend, and they're not giving Kerry a chance. And that's lovely for Kerry to be inside in the camp, and you're thinking that everyone is writing us off. And I wouldn't write this Kerry team off at all. There's so many permutations and calculations going into this final weekend, Jerry, that, you know, we know, the one thing we do know is Louth won't finish top of the group. But anything, we could all end up in 4 points, ourselves, Cork and Mayo. So it's all to play for. If Kerry are playing as flat as they are, there's only one way they can go, and that is to go up. And maybe it might fall into their lap in a really nice way, that if we were, well, hopefully finish second, you know, we'll have a preliminary quarter-final here in Killarney. So, you know, it's all to play for. But a lot of people are questioning, look, we're after winning in All-Ireland, and here is Kerry. I'm sure the bookies will have them out in price as well, because they're performing poorly. But this is the kind of thing, I'm not saying Jack O'Connor wants, but it's a good way to go into a game. And look, I can see us beating Louth, hopefully comfortably, and that'll put us into a brilliant position.
Yeah, over in that, in terms of the performances, Kerry were very impressive in the first half, but as the game went on, Cork really kind of surged back into it and grew in belief, Tim, all the way. And when they ran at the Kerry defence, we were under pressure.
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. And look, and I don't want to go off on another tangent, but Jerry, now players don't want to lose. And we had this conversation off air. I haven't had it when we speak on the mobile, that players don't want to lose possession. Jerry, I went to a game 3 or 4 weeks ago, and 34 players were involved in the game. You know, the 30 that started, and I think there was 3 subs on one side and 1 sub on the other side. Come on. But how many players kicked the ball during that game? Only 10 players. 10 out of 34. So that's 24 players that played in the game and didn't put a boot to the leather. It was about keeping possession of the ball and give it to the shooter. And a prime example the last day, Jerry, was we worked the ball down 2 channels underneath both stands, and we ended up bringing the ball to the 45 again. And there, David Clifford was right on the whitewash, and he kicks it over the bar. It's like you're waiting for the shooter. Nobody wants even to take a potted goal in case they miss, because maybe some players or the management would bring them to the sideline. And I think that's the way the game has gone, and it's right across the board. It's not just Kerry, it's right across the board, the games we watched the weekend.
Yeah, and that's a factor of it, I suppose, when in terms of the games. The final weekend now in 2 weeks' time, another 2 weeks of training. By and large, I think we've come through fairly injury-free so far, so that's another positive, Tim.
Yeah, and look, Stephen O'Brien got a game under his belt the last day. Look, going in, all the hard training is done, Jerry, and if it isn't done by now, you're in right bloody trouble going forward, because we can see the fitness levels of other teams. And you look at the game against Louth are going to park the bus, and if they're the second bus, they'll park it as well, and it'll be more of the same. But it's either having the patience or to have those runners from midfield breaking the tackle. And it is a slight worry for Kerry that we can't hit the heart of defences, where we've someone coming off the shoulder like Mayo do quite a lot, and, you know, either win that free or break the tackle. And that kind of worry and that strength doesn't seem to be there at the minute. But look, if you're a Kerry player today, and if you're worth your salt, you're wearing a green and gold jersey, you'd want to put matters right. And maybe it's all about phasing and peaking at the right time. An article by Joe Brawley the weekend was saying that Kerry without David Clifford would be a very poor team. And I think that's very unfair, though, as well. I know David Clifford is the best footballer I've ever seen, the best forward I've ever seen. But I tell you, the game has changed. And I know Joe was probably looking for a headline, but all I'm saying is that sort of thing to put up in a dressing room would only motivate any player if you're worth your salt. And look, Jack has been around the block long enough. This happened to us in 2009 as well, Jerry. Maybe, you know, a really sluggish start to us. And, you know, you see what happened in. So, look, sometimes things fall your way. And, Jerry, in 6 or 7 weeks, the All-Ireland is going to be over. The All-Ireland. This is the serious stuff now. Yeah. And the serious stuff starts against Louth, you know.
And the 17th. And finally, Tim, look, on Friday night, there was a great fill-up for Kerry football. The Kerry Miners coming out on top of a Cork team in the Munster final in Tralee, a team that had beaten them previously in that competition. Great performance. Wayne Quinlan will be delighted.
Yeah, absolutely. They march into a quarterfinal this weekend against Kildare, and they say goals win games. Now, I wasn't at the game myself, but I read we were keeping a very close eye on Twitter on the happenings of it with the scoreline. But it's brilliant for football. It's brilliant, you know, going down the first round against Cork below. They looked a very good side. But I think when you're in your own backyard, and the crowd was played a huge factor as well, and it was a different Kerry team, a different attitude, and you have the little bit of luck as well, and they're over the line, and well, it sets it up. The thing I can't understand, Jerry, why it's on in Nolan Park, and maybe my geography isn't too well, but I wonder, is that halfway between Kildare and Kerry? I doubt it.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like it is. Why not the Gaelic rounds if you're going to go to or Thurles or somewhere else, somewhere more in between the two?
Yeah, I'm looking at this from a Kerry point of view, Jerry. It's the same as, you know, when we played Sligo in the under-20s and we played it above against Galway. If you're supposed to play a team in halfway, I wonder, does the map be taken out and seen? I feel at times we get a raw deal, and that's me thinking it. We're here in the southwest, but look, either way, I suppose inside the white lines, everything, you know, remains the same. Jerry, before I go, can I mention, I know you had on the build-up to the Kerry game, you mentioned Liam Brazzle there, and it was a brilliant into the story where there was a huge search, but I've worked with the man when they were doing the nights, fundraising nights for the hospital. It's a huge night here in the Kingdom Stadium, the dog track, and it was a lovely way to find the man, and hopefully he's back home. Or I know he'll be probably recuperating, but the whole lot of us out there that knew him and other people as well were routing for him, and I'm delighted that he was found safe and well.
Yeah, brilliant stuff, Tim. Listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us about that on the programme. That's Tim Moynihan there on commentary with Billy O'Shea at the weekend for Kerry versus Cork. What did you make of the game? What did you make of Kerry's performance? How do you think things are set up now for the 17th of June, which is the day when the weekend of the 17th of June, I suppose. I'm not sure, is it all going to be on the Saturday, those games, or will they be mixed over to Saturday and Sunday? Fixtures, specific times, dates, fixtures on the GAA website yet to be updated, and of course that question as to whether the situation will be regarding the GAA Go. Will the Kerry game be live on television, or will it be via GAA Go? A listener gets in touch with us. I don't know if Tim is still with us on the line. Tim, are you there? No, gone. This day, I wanted to read this, some apologies, I left it too late. A listener gets in touch. Rachel Walsh says, I felt truly compelled to email to pass comment on the absolutely stunning commentary on the Kerry Cork match on Saturday that just passed. I'd originally tuned in to RT1. It was truly taken aback. What I felt was the lack of pace in the commentary, the lack of deep match content and knowledge. It was a complete disaster to my mind. Due to being in the car far up the country while the match was played, our internet coverage was poor, but eventually we pulled in somewhere so we could try and listen to Radio Kerry over the internet, and the difference was truly sensational. So thank you so much. At the time we said, finally, some colour. As paywalls pop up regarding GAA matches, the services for match coverage that Radio Kerry provides is more critical than ever, and it's fantastic to see how seriously the role is taken by all in Radio Kerry. Well, thanks very much for that, Rachel. I'm sure Tim and Billy and the crew will be delighted with that one. They'll be on hand again on the weekend of the 17th during the weekend after this for the final game in the All-Ireland series before the quarterfinals kick in. Kerry guaranteed a place now in a preliminary quarterfinal. Whether it's home or away will depend on the results of next weekend, and again it could end up depending on things go. If Cork put one over Mayo, unlikely you would say, but you know, anything's possible, I suppose, in football, that we could all end up in 4 points. So all to be played for yet. Give us your thoughts on that on 066-7123-666. You can text and WhatsApp us, and we will find out, I think, probably a little bit later on today about where games are on and where they're on in terms of television coverage or not, and what times and dates they'll be on at. So we'll bring you that news as soon as we get it here. There's a whole host of games. Galway, Armagh, Tyrone, Westmeath, Derry, Clare, Monaghan, Donegal, Dublin, Sligo, Roscommon against Kildare, Kerry against Loud, and Mayo versus Cork. Give us your reviews on that on 066-7123-666. With competitions to tell you about and a few other things, your comments to get to as well. We'll get to those and more after we take these.